Recorded Books and RB Digital present Daughter of Molokai by Alan Brennert. Narrated by Tamlin Tomita.
For Carter Schultz, an abiding friend, an inspiring writer. Part 1. Hapa. Prologue. 1917. A wave of Kona storm clouds rolled across the jagged peaks of the Waianae Range, arriving in Honolulu with a cannonade of thunder and the kind of wind and rain Hawaiians called lanipaina, crackling heavens. In the harbor, even the largest ships seesawed in their berths. One little steamer, the Claudine, barely made it into port by sunset, before the sundered clouds began to weep and rage. Sister Mary Louisa Hughes stood on the covered lanai of a house high atop a hill overlooking the Kelihi Valley, with a fine view of nature's wrath. Short and stocky, she didn't flinch at the trumpeting thunder or the spears of lightning in the distance. In fact, there was a smile on her broad, open face. Louisa had grown up on the south side of Chicago, her family's cold water flat wedged into the middle of a stack of sooty tenement apartments. She had never drifted to sleep to the soothing patter of rain on a rooftop, not until taking her novitiate at the Franciscan convent in Joliet. So what she was now witnessing, the majestic fury of a genuine tropical storm, this was glorious. God's glory, yes, but also Hawaii's. She was more certain than ever that this was where she belonged, glad that she had answered the call for volunteers to make the long voyage to Oahu.